Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Mary Armstrong, a lay member. With a word and a prayer in the eyes of a lay member, giving you the word, praise God. And the word today will be coming from Acts, the 25th chapter of Acts. Just wanted to share the word with you today on this beautiful day. Talking about the parable of the 10 virgins. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. But we're going to stop there and have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you this day for giving us this opportunity to come to you in prayer. Thanking you for allowing us for this another opportunity to share your word with that are hearing today. We thank you for your word because your word never changes. It's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And we thank you for your love that you shed upon us, Father. Bless you, lead, guide, and direct our path, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to those that hear today, Lord. Because we know your word sets free, your word convicts, and your word shows love, Lord. Help us to be a blessing, Lord, going through this day, Lord. Because we know, God, that your word showed a light to us, God. It shined down in our soul, oh, Lord. And we want to be a blessing going this way, Lord. Because we all need help in times like we're living in now. And we know the word will set us free. Lead, guide, and direct our path. And help us to look to you, God. Because if we look to you, Lord, you will show us the way. We ask you in Jesus' name right now. Amen and amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And like I said, we just going to lift the name of the Lord up. And we're going to praise his name. Because it's not about me. It's all about God. And when we put him first. When we put him first, he's the one that gets all the praise and all the glory. Praise our God. So this is the word and prayer in the eyes of a lay person. Praise the Lord. So and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their oil lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet them. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And it takes us to Luke, reference takes us to Luke 12:35. And we're going to go to Luke 12:35. You always need to run a reference because that helps us to understand God's word and lets us know what God wants us to know. And it says, 12:35 says, let your loins be girded about and your light burning. Now, when your light is burning, that's the Spirit of God within you. Because when the light goes out, that's the Spirit of God that goes out of you. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, he says, you're none of mine. When the Spirit goes out of you, you're none of mine. And so that's just like the blood. When you are the blood of, when his blood's in you, we have to have his blood in us. Praise God. Because he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And so here it says right here, let your loins be girded about with truth, with delight, girded about and your light shining. So we have to have that spirit in us. That's how we know that we belong to God, as his spirit is in us. And that light has to be shining in us. Praise God. And so on down here, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. We can't give our salvation to someone else. We have to get it for ourselves. You can't give what you got to someone. Our salvation is just enough for us. Okay, and it goes on down there. So the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Foolish. Wise, there was five foolish and five wise. The foolish had played around, and their lamps went out. But the wise kept oil in their vessels with their lamps. They didn't have enough to give the foolish. The foolish played around. You can't play around with your salvation. Why the bridegroom carried, the foolish played around. But the wise didn't play around. They kept doing what God had gave them to do. You have to keep reading the word. You have to keep studying the word. You have to keep praying and seeking God for yourself. But the foolish was playing around. You don't play around with your soul. Your soul's precious. You can't take time and play around. And so, well, but the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that stand by for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But listen what's said, 11:21-22. Let's go to Matthew 11:21-22. Look what it says. 21 and 22. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter unto the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Look what happened. The foolish played around. They played with their soul. You can't play with your soul. Your soul is precious. They said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? I gave my money. I was at church. I was in the choir. I was on the usher board. I attended every service. Lord, I did this. I did that. But he said, look, which look. I never knew you. Your word was of iniquity. You were played around. You was foolish. You did all that, but you was foolish. I never knew you. Your work was of iniquity. You was foolish. You played around with your soul, and it was all in vain. You can't play with your soul. It's precious. And the door was shut. You can't get in, because when he shuts the door, no man can open it. The word of God said, God, the word of scripture said, he knows those that are his. Everyone's saying, Lord, Lord's not going to enter in. Just like in the days of Noah. Noah preached all those years, and those people didn't heed. Only eight souls were saved. And the rain, it began to rain. They didn't believe Noah. They didn't believe what he said. And when it began to rain, it came down from heaven. It came up through the ground. And they begin to knock, but Noah couldn't open the door because God shut the door. And all those souls was lost. All those souls, Noah couldn't open the door. He heard them crying. He heard them knocking, but he couldn't open the door because God shut the door. Just like when the foolish knock, no doubt they come to the door, and like he did, like the word said, they knocked on the door. But he said, he didn't know them. He didn't know them. They couldn't, it's too late. They couldn't get in. They went to buy, but you can't buy salvation. Wow, be foolish when you can get the real thing. You going to church Sunday after Sunday, singing in the choir. But you can't fool God. You can't, why be artificial when you can be genuine? Salvation's free. Salvation's free. All you got to do is ask God to come into your heart. When Jesus hung on the cross, he died for everyone. He died for everyone. That's like this morning, it was in my mind. I was thinking about the scripture, and the Lord brought Samson to my mind. And I got up, and I went in the living room, and I went to Judges, and I was reading about Samson. Samson, God blessed Samson. His mother was barren. And God, an angel came to Samson's mother and told her she's going to have a son. And she could not eat, could not drink strong drink. She couldn't eat anything from the vine and anything because she was going to have her. He was going to be a Nazarite. And he was going to deliver the children. The children of Israel had disobeyed God. And and her son was going to be a Nazarite. And he was going to help deliver the children of Israel. And he was going to be a Nazarite from birth all his life. And his hair was going to be long. He was going to have long hair and all. And as he grew up, and he was going to help deliver the children of Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. But as Samson grew up and he wanted to marry a lady from the Tizimites, I might not be pronouncing it right. You out there may know what I'm saying. And his mother and them didn't understand, and he married this lady and ended up giving her to someone else. But then he ended up wanting to go with this other woman, Delilah. And he ended up going with Delilah. Tell her, she wanted to know. They come to her and told her, find out where his strength lies. And as time went on, and he would tell her one thing, if you do this, that's where my strength lies. If you do this, and he kept telling her different things. And the spirit would come on in different times. The spirit of God would come on him, and he'd have all this strength. And they wanted to know where your strength lies. Because he would just, tell her different things. And when she would do those things, she would say, Samson, the Philistines upon you. And he was being silly, just like the silly five silly virgins. You don't want to be silly and do things because you don't play with God. And that's the way the silly virgins, they were silly, and their lamps went out. We don't play with God. And Samson, he was playing around, and he would tell her, if you do this, my strength don't go. And he used to say, if you take new ropes and tie me up, and that's why that would cause me nothing. I can better tie me up. And she'd say, Samson, the spirit, the Philistines upon me, and he'd get up and he'd break the ropes. And then she would tell him, you don't love me because you lied to me. And then he would tell her something else, and she'd try that, and he would get up, and he would break whatever. So finally she laid on his lap, and he told his heart. And while he was laying on her lap, he told her his heart, and he laid on her lap and fell asleep. And while he was asleep, he had him to come in and shave his head. And when they shaved his head and he woke up, and she said, "Samson, the Philistine is upon you." And he said, I'm gonna get up like I did before. But he got up. He said, "I'm going to get up and shake myself." And when he got up that time, he shook himself. The spirit was gone. That's the way you can be when you plan with God. You say, "I'm going to get up like I did before." And all you got is a shake. But the spirit's gone. That's the way the five foolish was. They were shaking themselves and still doing what they was doing, but the light was going out. And when your light's going out, the spirit's gone, and you just got to shake. You just got to shake, but the spirit's gone because the light was going out. And when the light's gone out, children of God, the spirit's gone, and you don't have no power. And without the spirit, you don't have no power. Praise God. So we need to get this thing right. We need to get it
Amen.
Right while it's day. While the
That's
night,
right.
while it's still day. Because when the night comes, no man can work. We need to get it right while the blood is running warm in our veins. Because when the night comes, we can't work. So while we can talk to God now, we need to get it right. Because just like it said over here in the seventh, I never knew this. And then it tells us over here in the 40th verse. It tells us down in the 40th verse over here, I think. He tells us that when I was hungry, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was hungry, you didn't give me no food to eat. When I was in prison, you didn't come to see me. They said, "When was you with this, Lord?" He said, "When you did it to the least, you didn't do it to me." Praise God. When we're a child of God, we got a job to do. When we mistreat people, Amen. We mistreat God.
Amen.
We have to be careful going this way. He sees everything we do. We can't hide nothing from the Lord. We might think, "Oh, it ain't no Christian seeing me. My preacher, he's not here. He don't see me. I can take a drink if I want to. I can sneak and smoke if I want to. They don't see me." Well, honey, it ain't about people seeing you. It's about God seeing everything you do. We can't hide nothing from the Lord. We can't hide nothing from the Lord. I know my son lives over in Washington State, and I live in North Carolina. And I flew all those miles years ago, and I went to his graduation. He graduated from law school. Law school. And they was doing what they want to do or whatever. Honey, I was saved when I was in North Carolina. I was saved when I went with her across all those miles. I was the same person. I didn't change because I was well over there. Because Jesus, God seen me over there. When I was over there, I saved. When I came back to North Carolina, I was still saved. You have to be the same person everywhere you go. You don't change partners just because you are not around the saints. You don't change partners. "Oh, I'm over here. If they dance, then I can dance too. I can do what I want to do because I ain't around the saints." Honey, it ain't about being around with the saints. It's about living holy. He said, "Be you holy because I am holy." It's about what's on the inside. That's what it's about. Honey, you can't
Amen.
Live any kind of way and say, "I'm going to hell."
That's,
you, honey, whatever's on the inside, it's going to prove out. It's going to prove out who you are. If cursing down on in the heart, you're going to curse anyway. And whatever's on the inside, it's going to show up. Praise God. It'll come out
Amen.
When you think it ain't coming out. Whatever, if the man's on the, if Jesus is on the inside, he's going to show up. If the devil's still down in him, he's going to show up too. Praise God. So
Amen.
We need to get this thing right. Because, honey, time is winding up. And we don't know when he's going to call us in. When I was a teenager, they was talking about Jesus coming back. Death is riding every day. No, the rapture haven't come yet, but it's coming. He's coming for the church, his church without spot or wrinkle and any such blemish. But death has been riding every day. And if you're not ready, honey, you're going to be lost. Is heaven or hell? If he comes for you right now, if you're not ready, you're going to wake up in hell. If you're ready, you're going to fall asleep and wake up in the presence of the Lord. Now, what are you ready or not? I used to sing a song years ago, ready or not, here he comes. He's coming like a thief in the night. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the way you fall, the way you're going to wake up, you'll wake up in his presence, or you're going to wake up in hell with Satan. But Satan going to burn too, but he's not going to burn up. The lake.
Amen.
Or in paradise. The lake or in paradise. It's your choice. It's your choice. You're not going to miss them both. Now, I believe Apostle's on the line. He going to open up the mics. You can ask questions or whatever you want to do today. We're going to open up the mics where you can ask questions. Praise God, because we want you to feedback. Because this time is time to get it right. It's time to follow Jesus. Everybody's not going to follow Jesus. Everybody's not going, they don't want to follow him. But it's time to get it right. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time, brothers and sisters. But it's time to get it right. We can't keep being foolish like the five foolish virgins, going to church and leaving the same way, going to church and still wanting to play around. Our soul is too important. It's too important. When Jesus hung on the cross, all the sins of the world went into him. All we have to do is believe what he did and receive it in our hearts. Receive what he did for us. Receive it and accept what he did for us on the cross and believe it and receive it in our heart. I have to take some water. My throat's dry.
Yes, the mics are open now.
All you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Anyone have anything to say or have any prayer requests? All you have to do is say, yes, Lord. If you have any questions, don't be like the five foolish virgins, because they were lost. They was lost. But you don't have to be lost today. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord. Just say, yes, Lord, and receive what Jesus did on the cross. He took the sins of the world. He took the punishment. He took the punishment on the cross to give. He believed. The one on the left, the one on the right. He just wanted to get down. He wasn't thinking about what he did was wrong. He just wanted to get down. But the one, he said, remember me when thou cometh into thy kingdom. Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. No one's in heaven yet. They in paradise. But he said, remember me when thou cometh into thy kingdom. Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. But the other one didn't even think about that. He just wanted to get down. But Jesus paid it all. He paid the price for the whole world. He paid the price. And all we got to do is believe what he did on the cross and accept it in our hearts. And you shall be saved. That's all you have to do is believe. Just believe. And you shall be saved. Time is winding up. We living in perilous times. We're living in a wicked time. A wicked time. If you have a prayer request, you can make that known. Because our loved ones, it's a lot of our loved ones still out of darker safety, on their way to hell. Don't know the Lord. We have sick ones that need healing.
I have a prayer request I would like for you to remember. Excuse me.
That's fine.
I have a prayer request. And I ask that you remember Annie Logan in prayer.
Yes.
And remember her family also.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Continue to remember Kristen, Matt, Roger Jr., and his family. And my companion.
And yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I pray that you would remember me. Because
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God, as you were preaching, I thought about Samson when he got up and shook himself.
Yes, he did.
He took what God had given him for granted.
Yes,
and we
did.
Can't take salvation for granted.
No.
Jesus paid, God paid too big a price for us for
yes, he
us
did.
To take it for granted.
Take it for granted.
The scripture come to me that we need to take heed to what we have heard.
Yes,
when you
Lord.
Come to church, listen at any time you let it slip. If you come to church and listen to the word of God,
yes,
don't
Lord.
Go back home like you came.
Don't
take
back like you
it.
Came.
And
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God you brought out some good points. And different
yes,
things were coming, going through my mind as you were preaching. And
Jesus.
When the Spirit brings things to your mind,
Jesus.
It lets you know that it helps you. It regenerates you. It helps you
Jesus.
To realize that we have even what we're doing for God and in the name of Jesus now,
Jesus,
we have
Jesus.
To do more.
We have to
we
do more.
And while we're doing it, as you said, the foolish version, the five
yes,
foolish
Lord.
Versions.
Yes, Lord.
They were foolish because they didn't take advantage of
take advantage.
The time that God had given them.
No, they did.
And you also said that people are dying, which they are. Are they
yes.
dying on the right, the left?
Right.
Every day. And
every day.
If you're ready, you're going to die. If you're not ready, you're going to die.
That's right.
So,
yes, Lord, you're going to live.
Why die and be lost?
That's
you were
right.
talking about orange. And we should be ready for action, ready to speak the word of God, ready to encourage
yes,
someone anytime.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God for that.
I
truly thank God for that. I really enjoyed the word. And
Jesus.
It is time to take heed. Because we don't have as long as we did when we started out.
No.
And it is time for
it's
people.
Time.
As you said. To wake up. I mean, we got to wake up out of a sleep. They got to wake up out of a sleep and walk in the light of God. It is time. Because there's no praise in the grave. There's no forgiveness.
No praise.
But while the blood is running warm in our veins,
yes,
praise the Lord. We need to get it right. As you say.
Get it right. That's
right.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
I thank God for that. Hallelujah, because it's the truth.
It's the truth.
The truth is the only thing. It will set you free. It'll make you free.
Free.
Praise
it will.
Lord.
Yes, it will.
Praise
you see, they did to Samson. They put his eyes out. He put his eyes out
praise
and put
God.
Him down to grind. Look
he
what,
didn't even know the Spirit
what,
of God had left him. He didn't know God had left him.
Yes,
He'd
no.
gotten so far into up what he was doing. He didn't even
yes.
know.
Didn't
Lord
know, and
heavens.
People think they got the Spirit of God, and the Spirit done left them, and they
yeah.
going on, going on.
That's
Lord,
right. They've drifted so
and
far away.
So
they don't
far,
even realize
don't realize
it.
Realize it. Spirit can laugh from it.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Lord
have mercy.
Do.
Lord
have mercy.
Jesus, Jesus.
And look at his life where they put him down in there. And the last prayer that he prayed, God heard that prayer. But he died with the Philistines.
God,
he was more at his death than his whole life. But he died with the Philistines. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Don't take God for granted. I learned,
don't
take him for granted.
Don't take him for granted.
No.
Anyone else?
Because he's our creator.
Yeah.
He's Yahweh. He's the first and the God. He's almighty.
He's
it's
almighty.
Just, it's scary when you think about it.
Right.
When you really get to the point
of
the way people are doing and they're acting, it's just real scary. And because for what God has done, he's done so much, and it cost him so much, and the life that Jesus lived before when he walked the earth, and the suffering
that's right.
that he went through.
Suffering. Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
I thank him for
what
he's done for me. I give him the glory for what he's done for me.
Give
it wasn't
the glory.
Easy.
Lord,
I give him the glory, and I thank God. You're talking about different songs, and I thought, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he sacrificed his life for me, but I'm glad he did.
I'm so glad he did. Glad he did. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless your holy, sweet name, Lord. Lord, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to stop talking because I'm beginning to feel his presence right now. Glory to God. God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Praise God. We don't have to be foolish. We don't have to be foolish.
No, we don't.
We can seek it. If he said, you're drawn after me, he's drawn after us. Praise God. He wants us to learn of him. He wants us to learn of him. God, we got the opportunity to learn of him. But it's up to us to learn of him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He got everything that we need. Everything we need. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Now, I don't have a prayer request, but I have a praise report, a confirmation report. This morning, I was talking to a member of the ministry team that the prophet speak prophetically, and he was saying that Romans 8:37. Say that we are more than conquerors.
Oh, yeah.
We are more than conquerors. But what has been happening, we have been doing the thing that Jesus already has taken care of. So as a result of that, that's how we can be more than a conqueror, because Jesus already conquered it. And we went to Isaiah 43:18-19. It says that we don't dwell on former things. Those things are gone. He said God is doing an old thing, a new way.
A new way.
And that's that focus. We have to learn what it is that we need to be focusing on now.
That's right.
Thank you for the word.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Praise God, because his word is true. It's already settled in heaven. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Why are we going behind him trying to do what he already done?
But he's already done. That's right.
He's done, yeah.
We ought to praise him.
Jesus.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. I thank him for that. I thank him for that. Praise God. And I want to lift my sister Logan up. Praise God, because she's wanting to have this knee surgery, and she's working on her weight, and God is able. I said, God is able to help you. We put it in his hands. Do I pour his breath? We put it in his hands, because he's able to. Praise God.
Right.
Praise God. God. I tell you, he'll do just what he said he would do. Praise the Lord. I thank God. What he's doing.
But,
praise the Lord.
But now we got to do our part.
We have to do our part. So he's not going to come down here.
Keep eating cookies and cakes and all that.
Amen.
Talking about God going to do it. No.
We have to
do our
part.
Absolutely. We got to do our part.
We have to do our part. That's the truth. That is the truth. I know that's the truth. I thank him for that. So when we do our part, he's going to do his part. And
that's
is
right.
The truth.
Yes, he will.
He'll do his part. Because he's faithful in what he says. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
And you know, I tell you, service was good Sunday. I tell you, the minister was preaching and I was reading that scripture Sunday night, and I went to bed, and that was just in my dream. It's just good when God deals with you in your dreams about something. And that's just like last night. I had a scripture in my mind, and it was in my dream. And I woke up in that scripture about Samson, and I just woke out of my sleep and went in there in the living room and was reading that. And you know what? The devil, he'll try to put stuff in your mind, but it's good when you can have God in your dream and wake up and read the word.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Good.
Sometimes he'll put a song on your heart when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, Lord, yes, it's good. Because I tell you, God's word is good. And we just have to stay wrapped up in the Lord. That's what we have to do. We have to stay wrapped up in the Lord and let him have free right away in our lives. And be in him. Let that light shine. Because his spirit has to lead and guide us. Not being led by ourselves.
That's right.
But we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Led by his spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord, what
Praise
would you have
Lord.
Me to do? What would you have me to read? Lord, help us. So we live in evil time now. People's doing any and everything. And we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, I tell you, it's just time to be led by the Spirit of God. Because the enemy is still out there. And he's still working. But honey, God is still his boss. And we have to be led at sweet spirit. Praise God. Well, we just going to have anyone else has anything to say. We just going to end the prayer. But we're going to stay in the presence of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Anyone else have any requests or anything? We thank God for his presence. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Most holy and always, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for your word. The word is true. And we just want to just thank you. Everyone on the line, we thank you for the Spirit. Because we don't want to be foolish going through here, but we want your anointing just to stay deep down in our soul.
Hallelujah.
And we want to be led by the Spirit of God. We want to walk in the light because you are the light of the world. And we want to lift you up in everything we do and say. And we want to just be obedient to your word. And we want to have the ear to hear what the Spirit says to us, God. We want your love, God, to just be deep down on the inside. You said a new commandment is to you that you love one another. Oh, God, if we're not motivated by love, God, we're not in your word. Oh, God, love, Lord, we have to love one another. We have to treat everyone with love on the inside, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, let us walk according to your will. Oh, God, let us read your word. Glory. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to bless us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us just be found faithful, Lord, into the word of God, Lord. Help us to be motivated, God. Help us to be found doing your will day by day, Lord.
Yes,
the world is such a turmoil, Lord. It's turned upside down. But we know,
oh,
Lord, you're coming back for your people, Lord. Without spot or wrinkle or any such tremendous. Oh, God, we know, Lord, that you're coming back. Oh, God, we don't know when, but we're just going to live holy because holiness without no man should see the Lord. Oh, God, we're going to live faithful. Oh, God, living, Lord, that we might live again. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our loved ones. Oh, God, just touch their hearts. Bring conviction, Lord, that they may realize that you're the way.
Yes, Lord.
No man.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Convict in the name of Jesus.
You gave your life that we might live. Oh, God, for eternity, Lord. Help them to see that you came and gave your life. Oh, God, that salvation is. Oh, God, bless them today, Lord. Bless those in the hospitals, in the nursing homes. Bless, Lord Jesus, the children in the schools. Oh, God, keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Help us to run the race. Oh, God, you put before us to run. Oh, God, we all got a race to run. Help us to stay on that straight narrow road. Oh, God, because we know, Lord, that the ones that's not on that straight and narrow road, they on that broad road. See, Manning going that way. But every now and then, you see one on that narrow road. But, God, you're coming back for your church without spot or wrinkle. But we're going to see you one day. Oh, God, and we know, Lord, that you're coming back just like you said you would. Oh, God, and we just live it to live again. God, continue to bless the broadcast. Help us, God, to just live the life
that
you use us for your glory, Lord. Help us to live, Lord, that you can use us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you today, Lord. Continue to bless the broadcast. Continue to bless the leaders. We ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise our God.
The Lord.
Y'all have a blessed day. And we just say so long.
The word.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
Good morning.